What up? This is Mad Lately. Mad Lately Mondays live from No Jumper. I'm Rosecrans Vic. We have Gina Views.
Okay.
Good morning, Gabe.
That's me.
He said okay.
Yes. And we're
Let's go. We on No Jumper.
If you were tuning in to watch Thoughts Next Door.
We do apologize. Yeah. We definitely are taking over Monday. Sorry. The B-list. No, they didn't even say we was B-list. They D-list. Said the D-list lookalikes. Yep. Damn.
Yep. I'm down for my team, but I won't go down on my team.
Yeah. Yeah. Never did I think I would replace Selena Powell in any position ever. But here we are.
Here we are. And I'm the original thought, so. But we here. Hey, y'all. What's up? How y'all doing? How's y'all Monday going?
It's good.
How's Monday going?
It's going pretty good. How's what's making you mad lately?
Gabe didn't follow me back on Twitter.
I just did right now. As I was going through
your just now? I just followed you for a whole 2 weeks.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Just now? He's bougie, with the follow back.
I felt bad, though,
when I saw that I wasn't following you, because I was like, I should have been following you.
So he was retweeting me and everything.
I know. Wow. I thought that's what
he's
that's
bougie
why. He wants to keep his ratio, like, at a certain rate, for sure.
No.
You was getting so many follows that day that you just looked right over mine?
Yeah. To be honest, yeah, I don't know.
Just like a
man. There's no excuse, I apologize. But now we're friends.
We
got to keep it moving.
No, I think you should scoot over. He treated me how AD was treating him.
Wow. Oh.
Shout out my boy AD.
Shout out to AD.
What's making you mad lately, Gabe?
Okay. What's making me mad? Okay, when I find a fire ass song, right, and I'm so excited to share it, like, oh shit, I found it off SoundCloud or whatever, and I'm hyped, and I show it to one of the homies, right, and I play it loud as fuck in my car. They're listening to it, and in 10 seconds into it, they start freestyling. Like, bro, you're not supposed to freestyle. You're supposed to enjoy the song I'm showing you.
They doing that for you.
No, this is a hard ass beat. You mind if I get off?
No. I do mind.
You're not supposed to get off right now. Just enjoy the song I'm trying to put you on.
He can do it better than you. Trust me. Like,
now I got a 32 ready to go.
Like, a 32.
Just ready.
Please. No.
He rapping shit. He been freestyling for the other homies.
You'd be surprised, man. I have to go through that a lot. And I have to just turn the whole shit off.
Being that you're with LA Leaguers.
Okay.
Do people just come up to you and just be like, oh, I can rap?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I think the most awkward part is when you're in the club and you have so much fucking speakers around you just
going
crazy.
And you working, you DJing.
Yeah, you're DJing. Hey, you mind if I just spit a 16 real quick? Like, I'm in the middle of a job.
In the middle of the set.
I'm trying to play for the people right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to match BPMs, homie. Like,
it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard.
People will come up to me about the ciphers.
Yeah,
the
EXPLOR.
be like, oh, yeah, I rap.
Yep.
So, like, let me spit for you real quick. And I would have to put, like, a fake, like, okay.
Let's hear
all right.
It.
And then I would have to listen to a punchline, so I could be like, ooh, like, that shit was hard. Whole time, shit weak. But yeah, you cannot tell people that.
My go-to is, like, when somebody's playing me, like, the weak-ass music, I'm like, yep, there you go.
Send it.
Yeah, onto something.
Yeah,
potential. Almost there. Like, just saying a bunch of shit that don't mean anything. Like,
yeah. I'm gonna get at you.
But in the long run, it's gonna bite you, because then they're gonna hit you in the DMs literally 30 seconds after they're done meeting you. Like, hey, this is my whole shit. Fuck with
me. You know
what?
I think I've like, there's like a certain science to like curving artists and stuff like that, and I think I've gotten it down pretty well.
What is it?
I think you just tell them that, like, yeah, like, you're going pretty well, and then you start to challenge them, like, you'd be like, yeah, just like, send me everything you have, and like, what you should do is you should drop a song every week, bro, and then you should drop an album next month.
Oh, shit.
And then they'll be like, yeah, I got you, yeah, like, I'm gonna tap in. That once they say I'm gonna tap in, you'll never hear from them again.
You setting them up for failure.
No, I'm just trying to, like, okay, if you want to take it serious.
Are you gonna listen every week, every time they drop a song?
I'll be impressed after like the third week if they're staying consistent. Huh?
Vic, what has you mad lately?
Moving, like, I was moving this whole weekend. It's such a fucking bitch to move, and everybody wants to congratulate you on Instagram. Oh my god, like, congratulations, you got a new spot, blah blah. Who the fuck is trying to sign up to help me move, though. My mom, that's it.
Period.
Like, hey, I asked you on the first day. I was like, you need help? And you're like, I'm just getting the key.
Yeah. People, when I had just moved, people was asking me, did I need help? But I feel like they just felt like that was the right thing to
you're
do.
You're supposed to say that. Yeah. You know what's funny? Like, okay, so I posted on Twitter, like, oh, I got the keys to my new crib, blah, blah. How many, like, 30, 40, 50 retweets, whatever. I posted in the very morning on Saturday morning, who has a truck that can help me move? Not one like, not one retweet. Fuck y'all.
Or nobody's driving trucks nowadays.
I had to rent a U-Haul myself. Like, I'm Mexican. I know one of the homies has a truck. Like, yeah. Come on. And I got no help.
What?
So.
What the fuck? All right. So we're going to do a segment called Sneak Diss.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He said redo it.
No, I said do intro. Oh, the intro. Okay, so.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You go first.
All right. I'm Rosecrans Vic.
He said don't look at him when he signal us.
No. So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in the chat probably, who the fuck are these people that just took over the show? So might as well give a proper introduction.
Okay. I am not Black China's stunt double.
And I am not Timothy Delegato.
I'm not Rob Kardashian. I am Rosecrans Vic. I run rosecransav.com.
Yep.
Writer, journalist. Been doing it for about 6 years, mm-hmm. LA. Also do a concert series called Don't Come to LA pre-COVID.
Yep.
And I feel like that's it. Like, I'm on No Jumper now, bitches. Like,
yeah. Period. I am Gina Views on Instagram and Twitter. Y'all can follow me right now. So I have a web series called G-Expo TV where I interview up-and-coming artists, produce mm-hmm. freestyles and ciphers. Ooh. And then I have a show called Hofessions where I read anonymous sex stories. So you guys can send me your anonymous stories to info@hofessions.com.
Very juicy.
Don't send no bullshit. That's it.
Okay. I am the Filipino Phantom. Gabe C. Ladies call me Gabe C. Hammer. Now, I'm with Power 106. So I was on the street team for like 7+ years. Was able to go on air, be an on-air DJ with Power 106 with the LA Leakers. Pretty much bringing all the like the new LA artists to light and bringing them have their first breaks on the radio. And I do Shave 45 as well, and we just break records. Yeah. Put them on for the city.
Hell yeah.
So for everybody that's watching, we are the LA people to tap in with.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
So we are all known for breaking a whole lot of popping acts. That's going up right now. Facts. So know that. But don't start, because Vic going to tell you to drop a song once a week and then do an album. Hey, don't send me no damn song every week. I'm telling y'all right now, do not flood my DMs. I will turn them off.
Hey, Vic, did you get those 100 songs I sent you every single week?
Yeah, bro, I think all of them need a Young Thug, a Beano feature, a One Take J feature. You got the bread? I got you. I can make it happen.
Sneak this tie.
Yeah, let's pull that up. Let's pull up the tweets.
Okay, so every week we're going to do a segment called Sneak Diss, where pretty much we're going to pull each other's tweets. Oh, I'm first. We're going to pull each other's tweets up, and we have to explain our tweets to you guys.
Yeah, so this is the one I picked out from Gina, and it's these. Sorry, damn, I'm really blind. Hold on.
You got these damn glasses on.
These How I Started versus How It Ended tweets got me looking to see, like, want me to do it myself, basically. Right.
Yeah, I'm ready to shoot my shot because I've been seeing that a whole lot of relationships have started straight from the DMs. And I feel like my man might be somewhere hiding in my DMs. My man might be somewhere in his life. So if y'all here, holla for a dollar.
So what? So you feel like you have a crush that follows you, or there's like a few potential suitors?
I feel like
you wouldn't have tweeted that if that wasn't the case.
I think I should shoot my shot.
Yeah.
I think I should just stop playing the hard to get game, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. just say, hey, boo, and just, you know, say, what's up? What's up, babe? Because I've been trying to get married for the past 10 years.
Why not? You know? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
On God.
Right? But then I feel like, you know, I'm scared of rejection. So, and I can't be the thirsty girl here. I can't be the thought next door, you know what I mean?
How often do you think they get rejected?
I don't think they ever get rejected.
Yeah, they got a good field goal percentage.
They got a good field goal percentage, yeah.
I think they, this is the thing. Granted, they have sex with these artists, they do all these things, but it's something about recycled pussy that men like. Men like to have sex with girls that other rappers have fucked. That's why I think they're not getting rejected.
Like little trophies.
Yeah, and they're cute.
And I think also the fact that they know it's like a guaranteed like smash contributes to that. You know what I mean?
Might boost their career up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely great. That's crazy. That pussy is a marketing tool. Next tweet.
Figured it out.
You should have tweeted that.
I'm like,
that would have been a sneak diss. What's the next one?
Oh, shit.
Okay. Who is this, Gabe C?
Oh, we're doing an order? Okay. My tweets are kind of boring, though. I'll tell you what I had for breakfast.
I just seen mine. I'm like, what did I just tweet?
Okay, so Gabe C said, I've been knee deep, all in, trying to quit, but the streets keep calling.
You've been knee deep in what?
Yeah, what have you been knee deep
in? Well, first of all, this is one of my favorite songs. This is Blast's record. I've been knee deep, all in, trying to hang it up, but the streets keep calling.
I hate when I get into it with a dude that I'm fucking with, and he say, oh, that was it's a lyric.
You were sneak dissing. Yeah, come on.
No.
Who are you subbing?
I wasn't sneak dissing anyone. I was just.
Are
you feeling yourself a little now? You got a little, you know, might want to renegotiate your contract, you know, a little something.
He tweeted that 2 days ago.
2 days ago. That's recent. That's what I'm saying. That's why.
That's my favorite song. No Love Lost.
You relate to it?
Yeah.
He had to have related.
You relate to it?
In a sense.
In a sense.
Next tweet.
What's next?
Oh, shit.
Okay, who brought this one up?
Gabe did.
Oh, that was me.
Okay. Can you read it for us?
Oh, sorry. Okay, this is not a sneak diss because I didn't really understand the concept, and I apologize. But
that's because you don't follow me.
Oh, wow. But we're following each other now, and then you tweeted, does anyone know where I could get a big, big canvas photo of myself made? I want a big picture of me on top of my bed. Why? That's my question. That's some Kanye shit. Like,
because I'm fine as fuck.
You are.
Exactly. Because I'm fine as fuck. And I actually found that canvas is right on top of my bed and it's big as fuck. Wow. And I'm in my panties.
Wow.
And it looks good.
That's pretty dope.
Next tweet.
Thank you. Is it a canvas though? It's not even like a poster board. It's a canvas.
No, it's actually an actual. And like,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It's an actual canvas.
That's pretty dope.
That could be merch. That could be.
Right?
Yeah.
Some canvas.
Huh. Oh, shit. Who financed that ass?
And whose ass are we talking
about? Who ass are we talking about?
You guys
are. Was it EDD?
Vic, you like big booties?
I do. But look, that's not what this is about.
that's Nick Dissing. I don't know.
Yeah, look, okay, so I can't say exactly who, but me and the homies. Okay, so like the homie, we're like at dinner or like lunch, brunch, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was talking about how like he contributed to like buying his girl a new ass,
uh-huh.
Right? And then so then I started thinking, I'm like, oh, you know, like, damn, you guys better never break up. Like, you have a small stake in that ass. You know what I mean? Like, you have a percent ownership in that ass. And then it just got me to thinking, like, you know, you see like, you know, big asses and you're just like, damn, who financed that ass? You know what I mean? Like,
That's a merch idea right there.
Yeah, it makes you think. You know what I mean? Because, like, that guy long gone, like, 3 years ago. Like, never heard from him again. You know, it could have been your favorite rapper, too. You never know.
So,
you
is it, like, driving another man's car?
In a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, a little used model. You know what I mean? But
so,
it's cool.
That homie.
Yeah.
Is he still financing asses?
I will ask him. I'm sure he's on the live right now watching. So,
if you financing asses, slide in my DMs, add Gina Views everywhere. If you financing titties, if you financing weed, you, Yazzie won't yes, Yazzie wants one too. So we need you to finance two asses. If you financing cars, student loans, whatever, whatever that may be.
Shout out the homie.
We're done with tweets.
I think there's more. There should be more, right?
That's Wait, it. How many dates would you want to go on? Like, what's the max for your ass to be financed? Like,
we don't even got to go on a date. Like, you just send me
that. What if he said you have to go out with me 50 days? Like, 50 dates.
50 days is a long ass time. That's, I actually get over ass. People within, like, I'm over people, like, first day of texting.
Well, but think about it. The ass is forever.
Yep.
The ass is forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends on the person. If I like them and stuff, then, you know, but... It's really no limit with me.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
How many days for you to finance my ass?
Wait, what was the question again?
How many days for you to finance my ass, Gabe?
I don't know.
You wouldn't pay for my booty?
No, I can't.
Would you pay for Yaz's booty?
No.
Why wouldn't you pay for her asses?
Because I'm saving up.
For my house. One that you knee deep in?
No, yes. I'm, for my lady at home.
Freaky ass.
For her ass?
Nicole, I love you. You're trying to trap me.
Faithful, remember? Faithful. Me, you. Forever.
Well, what were you talking about on October 23rd, 2010 when you said you can't be calling other people ugly when you ugly?
Oh, wait, what year was that?
2010.
Oh,
2010.
That's great. 2000, yeah. That's, you had to go 10 years. But no, there's a guy, I used to work at Starbucks, and then there was a guy when that was like, had a very complicated order, and then whenever I would get it wrong, her wife would like cuss me out. And that's what it
call
was.
You ugly?
But that chick was ugly as shit. So she's like, "You ugly Asian." I was like, "Damn, oh, that's a shit. Lot. That's a lot of negative energy." And I tweeted it out. But
that's fucked up.
10 years ago, that's hilarious.
Hey, but it's okay. I'm not. I know I'm not ugly.
You ever wonder though? Because I think like maybe I've just been looking at myself for so long that I think I'm cute. But what if I'm actually ugly to somebody? Yeah.
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 I feel like that happens. Not
did you
to
just
you.
Say I was ugly?
No. No, me.
Vic. Wow, we letting it all out tonight, huh?
I mean, like, yeah, like, I relate. Like, yeah. Some people might not find me attractive. They might think I look like Rob Kardashian, the fat version. You know what I mean? Like, no, they didn't specify. I know, they didn't
they
specify.
Didn't say what version.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, like, he was, like, you know, fit in, like, 2007. You know what I mean? But they're probably referring to, like, 2015 when he was, like, you know what I mean? I know I got to hit the gym, all right?
They were talking about Rob after China.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's when he was fit, right?
No.
She got him straight.
Did she?
Yeah. She the reason why he lost all that weight, right?
My Black China timeline is kind of fucked up. I don't know. Why? There's just so much.
Because she walked out of here?
Yeah. No, I'm just like, I can't recall
why
everything.
Why you leave us
I
like that?
I can't recall I everything.
She just got up and bounced. Did you even want to be here, love?
Oh, God. I saw the bathroom. Yeah. It's not that bad.
See, so I just went in there. The bathroom's really not that bad. Yeah. But I might be a dirty bitch. The bathroom's not that bad, love. But I mean, whatever. Your money different. So you looking at it from a different perspective than I'm looking at it. Kendrick Lamar. What's T?
So word on the street is, allegedly, I want to throw a bunch of disclaimers in there so we don't get sued or reprimanded.
Because they're going to chop this shit up and say, exactly. Vic said.
So word on the street is like, well, it's not word on the street, but he has a company. It's called PG Lang.
Mm-hmm.
It was described to me as like a multimedia company. He's going to do a lot of different things with. Very vague. You know what I mean? That could literally mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he has it. He's launched it. He did like a little... like a press kind of photo shoot saying like what PG Lang is. This happened like maybe like a year ago, I want to say, maybe even longer. And also Dave Free left TDE about around the same time or maybe a little longer. And he left to go work at PG Lang. So people are like, what are they up to? Why would anybody leave TDE?
Mm-hmm.
They're like one of the biggest record labels and strongest record labels in the game. So people have been saying that Kendrick is going to be done with his deal, like after this album. You know, I heard the album's already done.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you know, it's going to go into like him being the owner, operator of PG Lang, be signed to himself, have like a huge deal, and sign artists as well. One of the rumored artists is Baby Keem, which is happens to be his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't know he was a cousin. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's his cousin. Yeah, so people
He's
are just...
key.
Exactly. So people are just kind of speculating. I don't know. It hit Twitter today and people are just like speculating and the rumors are going around. And I feel like it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to be signed to somebody forever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even I think Drake is now just like strictly like Universal Republic, not under Cash Money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's what happens. You want less people like taking a percentage of your pie.
Right.
But for some reason it caught like a lot of people off guard. Like, oh my God, he's leaving TDE. Like if it was like a bad terms thing or if it was like already done, which is, you know, I believe he has like another album on there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on in the Twitterverse with the rumors.
Twitterverse.
Yeah.
Twitterverse.
Yeah.
I like that.
Twitterverse.
Also on Twitterverse, SZA.
SZA.
Yeah.
So did you guys hear Savage Mode?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I loved it.
No, I thought he was going to say he didn't hear.
Yeah, no, I heard the whole shit. That shit is hard.
I like the narration.
The intro.
He got God to narrate for him.
Yeah.
The voice of God.
No, what? He got God to define what a rat and a snitch is. Sheesh.
That was incredible.
That was freaking incredible.
Made it clear.
Yeah.
When Morgan Freeman was doing the intro, I could just see, like, I closed my eyes, and I could imagine Metro Boomin and 21 Savage just in a karate suit and just, like, getting ready for an epic battle.
Some like Mortal Kombat. Yes. Shit. Me too. I thought the same thing.
He did a great job. And right after that intro, he goes to the next song. 21 Savage laughs just a little bit. He goes, ha 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 ha, pussy. That's how he introed.
Yo, 21 Savage, pussy. New ad lib.
Shit.
Like, you know, remember it was like 21, 21. His new ad lib is just pussy.
That's it.
Pussy. Pussy.
Yep.
Pussy.
Yep.
That shit is hard. Like, I never heard nobody say it like that.
If anyone in the chat could count how many times he says pussy throughout the whole album, give me the exact number and we'll give you a high five. That's a lot of pussies.
You get a free Rhino t-shirt.
Yeah, you get a free Rhino merch.
Yeah, but on the 21 Savage album, Drake is featured on there.
Mm-hmm.
And on his verse, he said, me and SZA used to date back in 08. And then I guess, you know, there's all these like investigators that go back and do math and shit. And apparently in 08, she was 17.
Mm. How old was Drake in 08?
Let's see. I don't know.
That's why she went out of her way just to post like, is just so there? You guys know.
Can we get it on the screen? Yeah. So
I was wondering why.
Yeah.
She
so
did
SZA.
That.
Yeah. So SZA addressed it because she felt the need to like the people were like gonna start coming for Drake and saying like, their relationship was inappropriate because she was 17 at the time and he was over 18.
So 2009, she would have been 18.
2009 she was So it's up there. So she was saying that they actually dated in 09, but he said that because it rhymed better.
Mm.
And that a year shouldn't matter, but technically it did because that's the difference between 17 and 18. Big difference.
Yep.
I feel like Drake could have found something else to, like, it's Drake.
Yeah.
We're not talking about somebody like,
you
know, like, it's freaking Drake. He could have found another something else.
It probably was 08 December.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes my timelines get mixed up too.
Yeah. She might have started school late.
That's true. But let's talk about Drake's trophy case, though.
Yeah.
Because goddamn, if you start adding up... Okay, SZA.
Okay.
Georgia Smith.
Wow. That's official, though?
What?
Georgia Smith?
That whole Jaded song was all about her.
Wow.
Was J-Lo true?
J-Lo, maybe.
We still don't know about if Nicki Minaj is true or
Nicki Minaj is a question mark. Who else? There's somebody we're missing. Serena. Did I say Serena Williams?
No.
Serena Williams. Crazy.
Wait, is Krucci in there?
Oh, yeah. I did hear something about that.
I don't think that was...
No, I don't think so.
No, I think, I think that's why they had beef. Rihanna?
Oh, yeah. Rihanna.
Wow. Just think about that. How many Grammys and, like, shit, like, the girl he dated have? That's crazy.
So, according to TheBlast.com...
Reliable source, I'm sure.
You want it, we got it. That's their logo. Oh, they don't have the list.
Oh, damn.
Oh, his baby mama, Sophie. Is that her name?
Yeah. Crazy list. Yeah, just crazy, like, trophy case. That's all I got to say. Salute to that
icons.
Man.
Courtney
icons.
From Peach Street.
Courtney from Peach Street.
Bria.
Bria from the...
Bria's Interlude.
Bria's Interlude. didn't... What did he say that she worked at...
Hooters.
Hooters,
no,
right?
No, I think Courtney worked at Hooters.
He met Bria
at the mall or
at
something.
At the Beverly Center.
Right. Third Street.
Yeah.
Something like that, she said. He said.
Incredible.
I'm sure a Kardashian somewhere.
For sure.
You got it.
At least one.
He had at least one of them.
Why not?
Or a Jenner. That's a crazy collection.
Yeah. I can't think any other Drake rumors. It's funny because once we leave, I'm going to think of everybody that he...
that he's been linked to romantically.
Yeah, that he's been linked to. Hmm. Rucci had a boat party.
Popular Inglewood rapper. Rucci.
Popular. He also dropped an album Thursday called Midget.
Yeah.
Streaming it on all platforms. Go check it out.
Really,
really,
really
good. Really West Coast. Mm-hmm. My favorite track on there is, of course, the one featuring Blast.
Yep.
But he had a boat party to celebrate. And there was a fight at the end of it that we saw in Twitterverse.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Before that, did everybody get invited to that?
I got invited.
You got invited?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
It's okay, we probably got lost.
I got sort of invited. Like, I could have gone if I wanted to, but I was moving all day.
I got invited, but I thought it was a surprise party, and then I saw Richie promoting it.
Yeah.
So I was a little confused. Yeah. But then I'm like, wait, is the release party a surprise? Like, do I post it?
So, they had a party on a yacht, strippers, lots of people, lots of Mac and Co.
Yep.
Lots of Mac and Co.
And then what happened? Something happened in the parking lot?
Yeah. So they didn't really provide any context. It was just a fight. But in the video is Blueface's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, the one that got his thing mm-hmm. tatted right here.
And then it's the girl from Bad Girls Club, Winter.
Oh.
Which is ironic because Blueface is doing Bad Girls Club auditions.
On his Instagram.
On his Instagram.
That was my
favorite.
So I'm
like, is this promo right now?
That was the best shit I've seen all week.
Yeah.
All those awkward ass auditions.
I'm just
they're in the restroom.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, is this what so was their fight real? Or was it like to, you know, promote like,
or do they just get around a lot?
Or do they really just not fuck with each other, you know?
Yeah.
But I would love to see both of them on Bad Girls Club, Blueface, House Edition. And we got the videos up.
Oh, we got the video up. Okay, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is like a super, super awkward audition.
Can we show it?
This is the most awkward one, I think.
But anyways, hi, I'm Zia.
No, show that one.
I'm a college student, and I'm good at it. I like to party.
This is so, like, cringe.
Otherwise, I'm just dancing the whole time.
Did you get the AirPods? Spend it all on your dress, huh?
Oh. What the fuck?
Straight to
I
it.
Want
to
know what she's listening to.
I heard this going to be
Is there another one?
Yeah, we can skip past this.
On my thing. August 22nd, 95.
There she
video
is.
Game.
She
cute.
I'm very interested in
she's from like Jersey or something.
You know, one of the ladies in the house.
Wow.
So yeah, so he's picking 12 to 14 girls.
Oh no, this one was funny. Sure.
Oh my god.
There it is.
Nowhere. But anyway, I'm Katrina. I'm 21 years old. I'm from South Central neighborhood, Crip. Born and raised.
Just like you
just
didn't
banged
know.
On us.
I stay from my house right in South Central for college reasons because I'm an educated college student. I'm going to my third year as a biology major. So yeah, but anyway,
she's head smart and streets. Oh, I mean, book smart.
Like me, to get up in there and turn some shit up real quick. So holla.
Yeah.
This is like the boat party.
Oh shit.
This is
a
compilation.
There,
yeah.
I'm
this is not Travis.
My name is Janaea. I'm from Los Angeles, California. And I want to audition for your Bad Girls Club because I feel I would probably be the youngest in the house. I'm 21. But the youngest comes the most. So if anybody trying to mess with me, they have to think again. So
what the fuck did she edit this off?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not choose?
Why her not? Reasoning was
Period.
Why not?
That's the question.
Her reasoning was just why not?
What up? My name is Amberlynn and I'm from Louisiana, but I'm in Cali
right now.
Oh, I love
her accent.
She will serve everybody in the house.
For sure.
I'm 28 years old.
Gumbo.
I'm that bitch. And I don't even gotta do too much. I come around bitches and I'm a whole vibe. They want to be themselves the bitches that they is on Instagram. I don't see it.
I love this.
And you said something about some competition. Look, I've been there.
Period.
I'm mad he didn't put her at.
What was her name?
And look, I don't even got to do too much, but I'm going to.
Hey, I'm Connie Chappelle.
That's my favorite thing. I don't even got to do too much.
She's cute.
Basically, I'm fun. I'm loving. People love to be with me.
She don't play that shit either.
People love to be around me and bitches want to be me. I tell City State University, so my bad girl, get her a degree. Plus, I'm a pretty girl, but I'll still throw these hands because these hands are ready to eat for everything.
I'm ready to throw these hands.
I'm 6'1", so I'm a stallion, and you should always have a stallion on your show representing for the tall girls, all my Megans out here. And plus, I just like to have fun. I love to turn up. I love to be the life of the party. I'm always the life of the party. I'm a tomboy, so you know I still get dirty, still while I'm pretty.
Incredible.
I vote
for the girl from Louisiana.
I vote for Louisiana too. Yeah. I need her in the house.
I didn't catch her name, but
yeah.
That's the one.
She gonna be in there mixing bitches. I already know. Did y'all hear YG's album?
I did.
How y'all feel about it?
Here's my hot take. I liked it. First listen. Mm-hmm. The more I listen to it, the less I like it. There's still some songs I really like. Mm-hmm. Out on Bail, obviously.
Yep.
Rodeo, I like it. It's like,
yeah.
It's, I don't know. It hits me sometimes it doesn't.
They should have made it a faster tempo.
Yeah.
The way they slowed it down, it was just like, it was a good concept.
It had the Tupac How You Want It sample.
Good sample. But it was just because it was slowed down just a little bit. We're not used to it yet. Yeah. Maybe a couple of listens later.
The song with Gunna and Ty Dolla Sign, it was dope. It sounded very modern. It had a little TJ vibe. He used a lot of auto-tune on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that song, by the way.
Yeah, I did like that
record.
One.
Yeah, the TJ record.
I feel like he tried to be a little versatile with this one. I did like Out on Bill, though. It was another one that was kind of like that.
Blood Walk.
That was hard.
Respect to D3, because that's a youngin' repping 400, man. And to see him have that placement, that hook. He killed that hook.
In the Lil Wayne feature. Yeah,
Lil Wayne went in. He was locked in. Sometimes he gives you that verse where he's like half there. But this one, he was
all the way 100%.
Shout out Mike Crook, by the way.
Mike Crook produced that. Shout out
that
the
motherfucker
homie.
Goes from a Doja Cat record all the way to...
Doja Cat and Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane, one of the biggest pop songs. And then you go to Blood Walk.
Shout out Mike Crook.
Sheesh.
Go ahead.
I like the West Coast feel of it, especially the visual concepts. I thought they were really, really
good. Yeah, his videos are always on point. He also did like a carpool. I don't know if you guys seen that, where he was riding around LA playing the music with like fans trailing him and shit like that. That was really dope. I thought that was very creative, especially for the times we're in. I know I don't feel like any labels are like approving any type of budget for people gathering because it's like a liability. You know, they're like a big corporation. Yep. So for him to like think of a creative way around that was dope.
That's how I felt with Beano's release, how I was in a parking lot. I thought that was really freaking dope.
Mel's driving?
Yeah. Oh, and that was Def Jam too. So
So Def Jam got the rollouts, huh?
They might, they might. They got the Rona rollouts. Yeah.
But did you see that video where they stopped in the middle of the freeway and they just stopped all traffic?
Oh,
and
I didn't see that.
They were just in the middle just getting off.
That's fire.
Was it?
For who?
YG.
Oh, no,
for
I didn't YG, see it.
Yeah. I didn't see that part, but that's fire.
Yeah.
He got the exclusive. You were there.
I know. He was there.
He was all there. And
he was hanging out the window.
Yeah.
But on YG's Out on Bail, he got some new church shoes. New church shoes.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the church
shoes. Would you cop church shoes if YG came out with that as merch?
YG 400 church shoes, sign me up. And I'm wearing them to play ball.
I'm rocking those at the beach.
I'm rocking those at the beach.
No socks.
Yeah, with shorts on.
I'm looking at you funny if you got on church shoes.
But they're YGs, just on a regular. The new YGs.
I mean, if y'all paying for my ass, you can wear whatever shoes you want. But
if you see them in girl sizes, you probably change your mind. I don't know. YG, let me know if that comes out.
Did you guys hear Bryson's album?
Bryson Tiller's album, Anniversary. Yeah, it was like 10 songs. I liked it. There was, I think, the song with Drake was cool. What other song did he have there? Like, I think it was the last song was fire. It was two. It was like 10 songs. Like, it wasn't, it was cool. I like that type of R&B. I don't know how it was received online. I know it's not as good as Trap Soul. And that's kind of the thing.
It's hard.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's hard to top.
I liked how the cover matched the last cover.
Yeah. He was going on a whole nostalgia. Like, remember, I'm good. Like, you guys remember? Like, yeah.
Did you see that meme where it was like, we waited 5 years for Bryson to look the other way?
That was his Blue Steel.
Since we saw two Drake placements for that weekend of music, y'all think we about to get a new album?
Drake album? Yeah. I believe so. Yeah. I think it's coming very soon. Do you think the album is going to be pretty good, though? Or you think it's going to be another, like... Do you guys like Scorpion?
I didn't like Scorpion as much as I like Views.
Exactly, yeah.
What was the one he just released, like the EP?
Oh, that was...
It was over the summer. It was over, like, April or May.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I
totally forgot what the, he pretty much said it was all his throwaways.
Yeah.
Oh, care package.
Care package. No, it was the one after that. After.
Oh. It's oh, he released Payne, another throwaway? Yeah. Best in the World?
No.
No.
Oh. No, I don't know. Dude.
It was some right it there. Was,
Dark Lane demo.
Dark Lane demo tapes. All the throwaways.
Oh, these are throwaways.
Yeah.
I thought this was the whole album.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was pretty cool. He just didn't promote it at all. Like, just kind of threw it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for a Drake album.
But yeah, it seems like he's ramping up to like go full-fledged, full promotion on this album.
I don't want another Dance Step song, though.
Oh, like One Dance?
No, like Two C Slide.
Oh, I didn't like that song.
Oh, you're done with that?
Yeah.
I didn't like that song.
I want Drake to get me in my feelings. I want like captions and stuff for Instagram. Facts. You know, that's what I want.
I want him to work with like some new people. He always tends to find at least like one person, like
he
new person
of, yeah.
to work with every album.
Artists. That is true. Saturday Night Live. Did not watch the show, but I did see the performance. Really excited that Meg used that platform to bring awareness to Black women not being protected.
Yeah.
Especially with what she dealing with this whole Tory Lanez situation. Did you guys listen to Tory Lanez album?
I did.
Half of it, yeah.
I thought it was...
I couldn't go all the way.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
See?
Sadly. like begrudgingly, yeah. I'm going to admit that it was really good, and he's really good at making music.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the whole shit is just really out of pocket.
Yeah.
And it really, like, him making such good music is, like, distracting you from, like, the fact that, like, he, like, shot a woman in the foot. You know what I mean? So it's, like, you got to not lose sight of that while you're listening to it, but, like, he's good enough to where, like, you almost do. And a lot of people, I feel like, are listening to it and be like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Music's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Separate the two.
Exactly.
I listened to it, and I started off trying to figure out if he was going to, because I thought he's eventually going to tell us the story, tell us what happened. All he's saying is, I didn't do it. But it's like, okay, well, what the fuck happened? Like, we only have one version right now, you know? But I just don't like that he's monetizing her trauma.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's fucked up. I think it's weird. At least say, you know, what happened. All he keeps saying is your back was turned. So how would you know?
Yeah, casting, like, he's like gaslighting, like saying, like, how did I shoot you if you didn't have no injuries in your foot? You're just like, what? Like, you're just like, how did he? Like, you start to wonder a little bit. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's just weird. I gave it a listen. Like I said, I liked it, and I turned it off immediately.
It was a good album. I can't deny that. Did you see the video that he was shooting this weekend? And they said, what kind of crowd is this?
Yes. What the fuck was that? That looked like my tia and my cousins in there. Like, I swear to God, I'm like, it looked like people just got off work and were just like, you want to be in this video?
Like, I guess.
Like, he went and pulled people out of Walmart.
Yeah. They're like, por qué no? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Walmart got me.
But they look stupid. Yeah. Like, they look real stupid.
What I can't wait if it's like a line where he's like, I'm with 100 goons, and it's just them in the background. They're just like, you know what I'm saying? You know what
I'm saying? I want to know what song that's for.
Exactly.
You dropped a cover.
Yes. Mad Lately. Shout out Mad Lately magazine / playlist. We got Blast on the cover.
Hard.
Can we pull that up so everybody can see?
That shit is amazing.
Yeah. I guess I'll tell like a little backstory on it. Shout out my guy Ramp. He does the magazine with me. He showed me a picture of Hove on the XXL like years ago. He had a Cuban cigar. Lit in his mouth, and he's in a Cohiba store buying like Cuban cigars, right? And he's wearing like a formal like three-piece suit, and it shows like that he's a boss and that he's like untouchable, and you know what I mean? And it's like, for me, I look at Blast and I think he's gonna be a pillar like that for LA.
Yeah.
And also, you know, just playing off the, you know, lit, you know, lit the fuse and Blast and everything. So we put that cover together, we shot it, and you know, we got the background for the Cohiba store. We went in there and had him, you know, smoking, you know, a Cuban cigar, also like in celebration. Oh, not that one, that's the Beano one. Is that what I sent?
That was the one right before.
Actually, you can probably find it if you scroll down a little bit. Oh, okay. Scroll down to like the related.
Right.
should say like blast somewhere.
Oh, probably next post.
Yeah, or actually, or just go to like the main website, and it's like one of those. But yeah, so we had him there, and you know, smoking a Cuban cigar. Mm-hmm. The funny part was, you know how people like take a smoke break. Mm-hmm. He was taking a break from smoking the because like that shit gives you headaches. Like
really?
A real Cuban cigar is like, yeah, it's like heavy. It's like, but oh yes, you click. It's right there to the left. Yeah. There it goes. Mad Lately 4. So yeah, it was really dope. We got a lot of good reaction from it. Yeah, right there. If everybody can see that.
Looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, we also featured, you know, Huheem, who's a really dope San Bernardino artist going viral with Let's Link.
Yeah.
J.R. Cruz, who I'm a big fan of, just dropped a Monday's Never Promised project. And then during an interview with Rosecrans F, shameless plug, Blast mentioned that Sixtape 2, you know, he wants to work on it this year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bino also tweeted about it, saying it's time.
Yeah.
So we're all hoping that, you know, Sixtape 2 is on the way. We get it before the year's over.
Highly anticipated mixtape.
Highly anticipated.
Sixtape was like a great freaking moment.
It was.
Oh, my goodness.
It was.
Sixtape was a great moment. I literally played that project out.
I feel like everybody did because it was a perfect collection of six songs to be played back to back and over and over again.
Yeah.
Your new, like your favorite song is like switched every time you go through the album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great project. If y'all not tapped in with Blast, please tap in with Blast. Like, please. He just dropped a video to, what's the name of this song?
Gangslide. Yeah.
I love that it's a story.
Yep.
From the first track up until this one that we have, and I'm so excited to see what the next video is.
It's like a short film.
Yeah.
It's incredible. The whole creative team is like super on point. Mm-hmm. They didn't mail it in. They didn't, you know, put together these like, you know, random videos with no plot lines and everything. Like they're really taking their time. I'm loving the rollout, honestly.
I think it's super important to bring storylines back to music videos too. Because we have not seen that in like from a lot of artists, and that used to be like a big thing. That's like, Blast needs to be on 106 and Park. That's I can just imagine.
That was well done. Shout out to the whole Eagle team, man. They went crazy with that one.
I can just imagine like his track being a new joint of the day and just running up the countdown for however many months. Yeah. Like,
and you watch him like go from 10 to like 7 to like eventually get to 1. That'd be dope.
In every generation, there's that one person or.
Yeah,
couple of individuals that kind of shift culture, and he's definitely one of them.
Like, and it's his time right now.
Yes,
because if you look back at, he used to be like in a group,
TIU,
and Blast. TIU and King and Blast, and they were dropping really dope music, but they didn't have any eyes on them. Mm-hmm. Like I literally watched a video, like last week, King and Blast. An incredible song. Like Blast is just as good as he's always been. Like he didn't get that much better. Like he's always been this good. People haven't been paying attention really. That video had 2,000 views like to this day. As big as he is, like it's just all that shit just flew under the radar, you know, and continues to, and people are gonna like discover it later and be like, oh shit, I didn't know he's making music for 10 years. Like,
I mean, that's the good thing about us. We've been plugged in.
Yeah, I'm God.
Just keep going. You just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a producer, rapper, singer, everything. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things that Drake or Justin Bieber are going to need a blast beat.
For sure.
To represent the West Coast. And then you're going to hear his hook.
I heard him and Russ got something in the works.
What?
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got the Ty Dolla $ign effect.
Exactly.
We hear him on the hook. That.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Adam just had him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure the episode's gonna drop any day now.
You literally, I feel like all artists coming out right now, whatever project, you need a blast feature or a blast beat.
You need to,
or
and
both.
And that's gonna be your radio single.
Exactly.
That's the single Mozzie that you're shopping with.
Yep. Mozzie did that three times already. And it went well. Like it was just incredible.
Joey Fats did that. Is fucking hard.
Joey Fats did that. Won't go.
Yeah. Rucci did it.
Yeah. Rucci did it.
Yeah.
And that's like. Might be my favorite song on the project. That one and Me and My Drugs, part two.
Kaylin did what Right With It. Well, it was a production.
It was a production. Right. Yeah.
But that's what's like.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Live, we're going to start reading y'all questions in a second. We got some more stuff to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all stay y'all mean asses right there.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Trump has COVID.
And now he doesn't.
Can I say thank God? That's a question. That's not wishing harm on anybody. I just asked a question. No. Yeah, it looks kind of... I mean, he's an elderly man, you know? It's not looking too good. He's kind of like playing like strong about it. Like, oh, like don't... I'm not letting this conquer me or whatever. Like, I think in reality, though, I think he's nervous. Think he's sweating. Think that collar's getting a little hot. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't he? Bro, it looks like he eats McDonald's every day. Like, he's, you know, his immune system can't be that tough.
See, and I don't think it's real. I think that they're trying to tell us that he has it so that he can take the vaccine and be like 100% ready to fight the war. And then we all, try to get us to take it. That's what I think.
Yeah, people are saying it's some type of like political move to get sympathy votes for like, for voting and stuff like that. That's a possibility too, which would be pretty crazy. Like if you go to those lengths, check into a hospital. And then also everybody around him, like even his publicist has like COVID. It's like, I mean, it's believable. I feel like everybody's had it or everybody's known somebody who has it, but you just never know. It's something fishy going on over there.
Well, get well soon, President.
Yeah. Or not. Question mark.
OnlyFans stats. Black China's doing great.
Shout out Black China.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, I might put in my 2-week notice. Because this looks good.
Wait, what kind of currency is that, by the way?
Is that yen?
No, I think it's euro. Wow, Mia Khalifa is number 5.
So
I didn't even know Tyga had an OnlyFans. I did see his dick picture the other day.
It's booming.
It is booming. His dick pic was booming. I said, whoo, because he little, but he's big, Safari, Ruby Rose.
Shout out Ruby Rose.
So is this like how Forbes does their list with the highest paid actors?
I don't know. People are saying
musicians?
This isn't even like a valid list. Because I feel like there would be more. So supposedly OnlyFans started as like a fitness, kind of thing where you get like meal plans and like workouts. And so that's originally how it started. And then like, the sex workers kind of took it over. And then like porn is like a crazy industry. So they just like blew up. Then it became like, I have OnlyFans link in my bio, became associated with like sex or porn or whatever.
Would you guys make OnlyFans?
For exclusive content? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Not sexy content.
I'll probably show them feet pics.
I would.
That probably wouldn't work. Yeah.
I would try to monetize I don't know. I would try to monetize it other ways. Like, this is like an unedited version of this interview or something like that. Something creative.
I'm making one tonight after I just seen them stats. Let's look at the comments.
Yeah, wait, speaking of OnlyFans, Maka dropped a new song. OnlyFans. That was a funny ass video.
That video was incredible,
and it's a good song.
Shout out Maka T and Cypress Marino.
That's awesome. So that's the video Cypress is in.
Yeah.
And then they're OnlyFans well, employees, well. And then they're just like looking up
OnlyFans marketing agency, and then Duno comes in.
Duno.
He tries to say like, you guys need to market me. Like, you need to sign me. That shit was hilarious.
All right, y'all, they on us.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
They said podcast dust.
Okay.
Bring back Thoughts Next Door. Sorry, you stuck with us.
Well, there's your problem.
Okay.
Gina, let's make one.
Yes.
Is that my OnlyFans?
If you're gonna pay for my booty too.
Oh.
You gotta pay for my booty and my breasts, and then we can make one.
They said it's China Mac. Wow. Well, everybody wants the Thoughts Next Door's back.
Selena is way better, huh? Okay.
Aww.
Oh, that's fine.
Sorry. I mean, we can talk about our sex stories if that's what
you
want.
No, I got Christian Dior sandals too. I got them in the car. Like, don't even worry. I'll bring them out right now if that's what y'all want.
Yeah, man.
You feel me?
Well, anyways, talking about LA culture right now in hip hop, it's great to see the unity and everyone bringing up each other. I haven't seen that in a long, long time.
Facts.
Whether it's like Shoreline bringing Rucci, Izzy Chike,
One Take Jay, all on tours, and you know, giving them the shine, it's beautiful to see. Or the 8K family,
they all support each other.
Just all support. Yeah. The energy in the air is crazy right now. I love to see it. I love to be a part of it.
Hell yeah! No, you see everybody featured on each other's project constantly.
Yep.
You know, you see Blast on Rucci's record, then you see Bino, you know, working with Blue Bucks.
Yep.
And then you see like Blue Bucks working with True Car and just, you know, trickling down and everybody kind of like Atlanta's been credited for so long. Yeah. You know, every time somebody gets up, they reach back down the ladder to take another one up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's happened with Thug, Gunna, you know what I mean? All of like the YSL guys, you know, Lil Keed, all of them. And you see, it's like, why do we as LA, you know, kind of tastemakers, whatever you want to call us, like we kind of mostly focus on LA, but we can name off 10, 15 rappers from Atlanta who we probably don't even listen to.
Yep.
And that's because of their unity. And like you said, and like what LA's starting to do now, you know what I mean? So
it's dope. You saw it before with like when Ty, RJ, TC, everyone was coming up back in like 2012, 2011. I was like, that shit is beautiful. Dom, Nip, everyone just getting together.
I love the unity. Yeah. I feel like all of LA should throw another boat party.
No.
And invite Gabe C and I this time.
Why not?
I'm not gonna be moving that day.
Maybe we should throw one.
Maybe we should. A Mad Lately boat party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we might go live next Monday at 6 p.m. Yep. But they're gonna have to find out because they're gonna tune in next week.
Yeah.
Mad Lately.
Out of here.
There it is.
Rosecrans Vic. Yep. I'm out.
Gina View, Spy. See y'all next week.
Next week, 6 p.m.
Gabe C.
Mad Lately Mondays. Pleasure.